John Lazor. More with Lays in 5 minutes right here on Fox Sports 910. Wes McElroy, John Lazor, 7:46 on Fox Sports 910. Lays brought to you by Cowan Gates. 11 attorneys on staff. They're there for you in any case. 1 hour from now, the Hall of Famer Willie Lanier is going to join us tonight. The Lanier Award is going to be handed out, as well as the Dudley Award. Top football players in the Commonwealth of Virginia. I know you have Radford, Virginia Tech hoops tonight, but you got to come sometime to the Dudley Award banquet. Great night, a whole lot of fun. And tonight, I should add that Luther Maddie named the Division I Lineman of the Year. So next year, hopefully the calendar works out. We can come to Richmond for this.
Yeah, I've wanted to go to that for a while. I've heard that it's a good time. And Luther Maddie, congratulations to him. He's one of my favorite people that I've ever come across, let alone Hokies. I love that guy. He's just a great young guy, and to see the success that he's having is phenomenal.
Justin Fuente is going to be in attendance tonight. Anything I can get in good with him? Like, you know, a little side nugget I can maybe bring up, conversational piece to get on his good side? Got anything for me?
Well, he loves fishing. I know that. That's about as far as we've delved personally. He doesn't like soft people, so you might be struggling there.
Thanks.
No, I'm not sure. Like I said, I haven't seen him much, to be honest, over the last week or so.
I'll go with the fishing stuff, and I'll try to act tough just for you. Radford tonight, let me squeeze this in here real quick since before we get back to football. Yeah, Radford had VCU. They had a down night, but they knocked off Georgetown. I know they've been up and down since. They knocked off Penn State. Still, where this Virginia Tech basketball team is, this will be a challenge tonight being on the road, and Radford's going to be looking to pull off another big upset.
Yeah, this is their Super Bowl, and it is any time. This is the first time an ACC opponent's ever played at Radford in the Dedman Center, and it's a smaller environment. I was over there last night while Tech was practicing and setting up, and it's going to be fun, man. I like that gym, and I think that – I shouldn't say I think. I know that they're telling me the number of students coming will be over 3,000 or so. So it's going to be a hostile environment, and let's be honest, this is a Tech team that didn't have any road wins last year, and Buzz has made that point very clear this week to his guys. He said, look, you haven't done anything. None of you have any wins. Devin Wilson has one. The rest of you have none. We need to get one in order to do that. We need to be the tougher team in this matchup. And I think the Hokies should win this game tonight. Obviously, you look at it, and they've got a lot more length, and they've got a lot more size in the front court. And I think they will be able to manipulate that. But Mike Jones likes to play some of the concepts that, of course, he learned and worked with Shaka Smart and the Havoc system. So you will see a lot of that diamond press and other presses, and we'll see how the Hokies guards, including Justin Robinson, the freshman, and Seth Allen, the transfer, turned it over a bit more than you'd like. We'll be able to handle that. So it's going to be a fun night, though. I'm looking forward to the environment early.
It'll be 7 o'clock tonight. You can hear it Fox Sports 910. Lays and Mike will be on the call. That means pregame beginning at 6:30 right here on Fox Sports 910. Let's get to it. It's Lazor's Lightning Round. College football playoff announced. Clemson 1, Bama 2, Michigan State 3, and Oklahoma 4. Anything about this year, Lays, anything about the bowls that make you want to go to 8 or stay at 4?
No, I'm fine with 4, to be honest with you. I think it worked out great last year, and I think that the other teams that were on the outside looking in, I didn't think realistically had a chance to run the table and win the championship. So, no, I think everybody who had a legitimate stake of being in there had an opportunity to make that stake and make that claim and didn't do it. So the ones that are there are the ones that deserve to be there, and I think we'll get our true national champion this year. I've got no problem with it.
If they're going to expand, would you be more in favor? Because I believe it's a matter of time. They're going to expand. They see more money. Would you rather see it go to 6 or go to 8? Because I'd like to see 6. If you're going to expand it, give the top 2 kind of a reward. Give them a bye week, one less week to play.
Yeah, I don't necessarily like that. I don't like the convoluted approach of that. I have not liked it in baseball when you've done that and you reward some things and all of that. If you're going to do it, let's just play it out. And if you're saying that number 8 over number 1 would be a big upset of some caliber, then let's go ahead and play it on the field. Skip over 6 and go to 8.
College Football Hall of Fame welcomed a new class in last night, including Brian Bosworth and Ricky Williams. You could go in a time machine and watch one game. Would you rather watch the Boz or Ricky run?
Oh, the Boz, without question. I think there's been so many other great running backs. And yes, I remember how Ricky dominated at times in college, but I was never a big fan of his on a number of levels. And the Boz was just so polarizing at the time. And whether you loved him or you hated him, you tuned in to watch. And we missed out on that, unfortunately. And then we saw Bo Jackson truck him, and we lost all of that. But if you could – rewind before that to the dominance that was the Boz and the hair that was the Boz and the testosterone that was the Boz. Going with the Boz.
Lays got the Heisman Trophy being handed out Saturday, the Dudley Award and the Lanier Award handed out tonight. You could spend one day walking around with one award. What award would it be? Super Bowl ring, the green jacket of the Masters, a trophy. What exactly would you showboat for a day in the life of John Lazor?
The cover edition of People's Sexiest Man Alive with yours truly's photo on it. I have a shirt.
Wow, Marcolini's
just... That's not what you're looking for?
I don't... Marcolini seems like he doesn't...
Green
wasn't.
Jacket.
Final question. If you had a power...
Richard McCaffrey should win the Heisman, by the way. You didn't ask that, but you should have.
John Lazor, who should win the Heisman Trophy? Derrick Henry, Christian McCaffrey, or Deshaun Watson?
Christian McCaffrey, that's not even close, man. Did anybody watch that game the other night? That guy does everything and does it alarmingly well, particularly at his size. Yeah, it should be a runaway for McCaffrey.
Get out of here. John Lazor tonight, folks. 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock from Radford. Have a good call. You always do.
See you, boys.
You got it. Lazor is brought to you by Cowan Gates. 11 attorneys on staff, and they are there for you in any case. Traffic violations, real estate, they did our will, and they can do yours as well. CowanGates.com.
You got money coming to me in that will?
Absolutely not. If I had money, there might be some money, but there is none. Cowan Gates. As for my man Brandon Cowan.